The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Link reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, we are starting off Trader's Corner. This segment and next segment, we will focus on technicals in terms of different markets out there. To kick off Trader's Corner, I have Peter Brandt from Factor LLC. Peter's been on the show a number of times. I highly respect his technical insights. Peter, let's start it off by talking about silver. In the last 2 weeks, the silver spot price has seen a very nice breakout. Silver did not participate in the early beginning of the year moves that gold did, but it's sure playing catch up right now. Do you think that this move is significant, Peter?
Oh, yeah. It is, Corey, and thanks for having me on your program again. I've got a deservedly bad reputation among the silver bulls because I've been fairly cruel to them because I think most of them are idiots. And I call the top to the day or within a day or two back in 2011, remain bullish or bearish throughout the break. You hear the closing of the stock market and the bell behind me. But I believe silver turned. And we've seen the bottom in silver. I am long silver for the first time in a very long period of time. And I think silver is independently strung on gold and may remain independently as strung on gold only because the gold-silver ratio got so out of whack, got up into the areas where it's only been a few times in history. And so I'm not surprised that silver is independently strong. I think that silver could remain independently strong, but I look at classical charting patterns, and in my view, silver has completed a very significant head and shoulders bottom on my charts. And that portrays an uptrend for an indefinite period of time, really. I mean, until we see a market top again, you have to say the market's bottomed. And so I'm very constructive on silver. In long silver, today's been kind of a volatile day. We've given back a full buck an ounce, but that's typical of silver. Silver can move a dollar or two an ounce, and it just doesn't matter. It just it's a very volatile market. But gold's struggling, and I think gold may continue to struggle. If you take a look at the gold market, and the week that really got people excited about the gold market was the week of February 8th. I mean, that is when gold really, really had a big move up. We saw gold advance during that week almost $100 an ounce from the opening of the week to the high. But you look, and the gold prices as we stand right now are below the close of February 11th. And so the gold market has really had no upside progress. It's been a choppy market for people who wanted to become at least positioned in gold futures. It's been kind of a frustrating market, especially if they've chased the rallies. They've chased rallies only to have it come back in their face. Miners done a little bit better. People who follow what I have to say about the market know that I've kind of have 70% of my weight in the view that gold has seen a bottom, and of course the report that I update from time to time on the history of gold charts has taken the position that gold has bottomed, but there is still kind of a 30% probability in the back of my mind that the gold market is going to just really chop here, that we could see gold go back to 1175 even, that possibly 1150, although I doubt it, that we're not going to see an impulsive move up in gold prices. I don't see that in silver. I think there's a very good chance silver could continue to impulse up. But the gold is while it's bottomed, may very well just chop back and forth here for many months.
Well, Peter, I must say, I have not heard you as bullish on either of the precious metals in a long time as you are on silver. So that is something noteworthy that investors, technical traders, should be paying attention to. As for gold, it did have a nice bounce to kick off this year, but in the last 2 months has just been more or less consolidating sideways. The bulls argue that this is good. The bears argue that gold is being topped out at right around that 1270 figure where we saw it touch again early morning Thursday. What would it take for you to turn more bullish on gold? Would, say, it be exceeding the $1,300 level or even higher?
No, you know, Corey, I like being long the leaders. Whatever markets I'm trading, if it's grains, if it's currencies, if it's stock indexes, I don't like buying something on the bet that it has to catch up because it's lagging. I don't like being long laggards. I like being long leaders, not necessarily short laggards, but definitely long leaders. I just see gold right now as a laggard. We're adjusting the gold-silver ratio and may continue to be. So I'm kind of sidelined. I'm just not sure what it would take for me to own silver futures. Now, or gold futures. Gold bullion, that's a whole nother matter. I'm a buyer and a holder of gold futures. When it comes to gold futures, I had wanted to load up if it ever got below 1,000, never got it, but I did buy a considerable amount of small bullion, 1150 and down. I don't look at charts when it comes to that. That's my insurance policy, and so I'm not a technician. I don't trade bullion just as I don't trade bitcoins. I mean, for those things, for me, it's a buy and hold. But futures, I'm a futures trader, and I just am not sure what it would take for me to pull the trigger and actually be long gold futures.
Let's switch it over to the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has been in a downtrend for, you could argue, most of this year. We're testing out the lower parts of the range in the dollar. Do you think that after the sell-off that we've seen, that the dollar is due for a little bit of a bounce?
I hate to use the word super because it's kind of loaded, but I have been a super bull on U.S. dollar, although I have been sidelined in dollar. I mean, for me, there's two dimensions to a trade, direction and timing, and you got to have them both right to be right. I haven't seen the timing right in being long U.S. dollar index futures, but I am very close to pulling the trigger. I think there is at least a better than 50-50 chance that we're going to hold these recent lows. In fact, from current prices of, you know, just above 94.5 and U.S. dollar index, I believe that we're going to see 120. That is a massive move. I mean, that's a greater than 25% advance up in the dollar index, but I think that it's coming, and I think it's coming for technical reasons. I also think it's coming for global macro reasons, that the U.S. financial world is extremely short the dollar carry trades against everything. And based on the global macro guys I talk to, that the world is set up as a $12 trillion short in the U.S. dollar. And those are all dollars at some point in time that are going to have to be repatriated. And so there's tremendous buying demand. Of course, people get freaked out that the Saudis are going to sell their bonds or whatever the case may be. I mean, there's all kinds of jawboning that go on. I think at the end of the day, there's going to be one factor that drives the dollar, and that's going to be a short squeeze, that the dollar is going to be a precious currency to own over the next year. Now, I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, hopefully I'll be wise in my money management, and I'm not going to get hurt too bad. But if I'm right, I want to take advantage of it and make it the biggest trade that I have in the next 12 months. We have actually taken some long dollar positions, not in the DX. We have purchased dollar index against the Swedish krona, which is kind of an insult to my heritage since I'm Swede. I'm very interested in owning the dollar really against just about everything. Right now it's the dollar against krona that I'm interested in, but it could be other things going along the way. And I am actually quite, I'm not going to tell you the price level, but I'm very close to taking our first kind of exploratory long position in the U.S. dollar index. And that will be the first time we've traded dollar index on the long side since October of last year.
All right, there you have it from Peter Brandt, Factor LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Part two of the Trader's Corner. Got Doc with us right now. Doc, something that we haven't talked about, at least in the recent past, is the situation with gold right now. Now, gold, in my mind, is doing exactly what you said it was going to do a few months back. You said it was going to get to about the 1250 level and then, quote-unquote, muddle around. And that's exactly what's going on. But is it going to stay here?
Right now, I think for those that are tuned to technicals, they should look at the weekly gold chart. And the weekly gold chart is very interesting. We haven't seen action like this in gold for 4 years. In the whole move down, it's been one higher, one lower high and one lower low consistently once we started the move down in earnest. And this one is different in the sense that we hit a high in this move, and now we're just trading sideways. If we have another week where we close down like we did this week, we're probably going to move back up the following week. I can almost say that with certain. In fact, it's possible we even move up a little bit next week. So we're in a trading range like we haven't seen since the bear market started, really, except for the first year. All the way down, it's been acting differently until now. And the other positive thing is you've got the 50-week moving average with gold sitting above that for a length of time here for about 10 weeks. It's been sitting above the 50-week moving average with a 50-week moving average moving up to intersect pricing. Now, we haven't seen that in this bear market. Whenever it's tipped its head over the 50-week moving average, it's maybe stayed up there for 2 weeks at the most, and then it starts moving down again. Well, this time, it's not moved down below the 50-week moving average, and I think that's another significant thing that tells you something has changed in this bear market for gold, and that we're seeing a new gold market here, in my view.
Doc, I'd like you to comment on the Bollinger Bands on the weekly gold chart here, because we haven't seen the Bollinger Bands this wide in over 2 years. Is that one of the reasons why you think that we will need to muddle along a little bit more just to get these Bollinger Bands a bit tighter?
Yeah, because you got the lower one that's going to have to move up here a little bit. Even if we move down next week, then you have the 50-week moving average, simple moving average, and you've got the 20-week simple moving average of the Bollinger Bands coming up to intersect pricing, and I think that's going to be key. If we hold those and we start moving up from that, that's going to be a very bullish sign in my view. So that's coming up we're probably going to see that sometime in the first half of May to see how gold handles those. And if it handles those and bounces off of those, we could start another leg up here.
Doc, let's go back to your statement. If this happens, it's going to be a very, very bullish sign. How much of a bullish sign? Put a magnitude on that, will you? We're at 1250, right? A little under 1250 today was a close. How high do you think it could go in the near term?
If we would bounce off of that 50-week moving average and that 20-week simple moving average of Bollinger Bands, if we do that and we start to move up from there, we could have a move. I feel we could have a move up to about 1400.
Doc, let's switch it over to silver, because silver did see a sell-off on Friday, but it didn't close very negative for the day. It just sold off the positive territory that it was in. Again, if we look at the weekly chart, this is going to be, I believe, the third week in a row where we close above the 50-week moving average. Your comments with gold closing above the 50-week moving average, do they stay with silver here now that it's above?
And that also is the first time silver's done that in months, Corey. Another significant thing for silver. I think next week silver may move back a little bit. I actually think it will next week. But then the first week in May is going to determine, I think, whether silver is going to treat us well or not. But there's some good things going on with silver as well, where it's trying to stay above that 50-week moving average. And like I said, it's barely ever peaked over that before. But now we're starting to get what appears like consolidation over that 50-week moving average, and the fact that the 50-week moving average is starting to turn up. toward the 200-week moving average, which we haven't seen in a long time. The other positive for silver, and we haven't talked about this, is silver has been over the 200-day moving average for days now, and that's another positive. We hadn't seen that for years, and the 50-day moving average is now turning up strongly for silver. So I think silver comes back next week a little bit, and then we'll see what happens at that point. There's still a possibility that silver could correct all the way back down to $15. I'm pretty sure we're going to see a little bit move down next week yet, but momentum indicators are still pretty strong for silver. But anyway, that's what you're seeing in silver. But it's very encouraging that silver is way over the 200-day moving average. And with the 50-day moving average actually transecting the 200-day moving average and now moving up strongly.
I like silver a lot. I always have. I like it because of the leverage that it offers in opposition to gold, for lack of better terms. Gold is probably the more solid investment if you're looking for a doomsday type scenario. But I got to tell you, I don't think silver personally is that far behind.
Doc, on silver, let's look at the monthly chart, because this is the first time that we're seeing the MACD start to break up. That's being supported by some of the other momentum indicators that we look at, plus the narrowing of the Bollinger Bands. You want to comment on the monthly chart for silver, please?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because when Al was just talking there for a minute, I was looking at the monthly chart, and I almost started talking about it. But yeah, your Bollinger Bands are narrowing, number one. Your RSI momentum is turning up. Your MACD, the 12-month on the 26-month, is turning up. And even more importantly, your stochastics have a ways to go to being overbought. And the other thing that's good is that for the first time in a long time, the directional line, the green directional line on the ADX has moved and has transected the red line and is now taking predominance. So that's why I say May is going to be so important for these metals. May holds a huge key for these, because when the calendar turns, we're going to find out whether all these momentum indicators continue doing what they were in April. And if that's the case, silver has further to run.
Doc, you're a great technician. We appreciate your input. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. Al and I are chatting with someone who is becoming more of a regular on the show and someone who I enjoy reading over their newsletter every Monday and sometimes sporadically throughout the rest of the week. We have the resource maven, Gwen Preston, on with us. Gwen, I want to get right into it and get your general comments on the precious metals sector. As we are recording this on Tuesday, April 19th, we're seeing gold move up nicely, but still very much within its range, right around that 1250 level, where it's been bouncing up and down for the last, let's say, 2 to 3 months. But silver, we're seeing a nice move in silver and very much a technical breakout. What is this telling you about that overall precious metal sector?
Absolutely. What it's telling me, so first on the gold front, when gold made its really strong move in January and early February, a lot of people immediately were calling for a correction. And fair enough, fast moves like that often do correct, big fast moves. But what we've seen instead is just what you described, which is gold has been range-bound for now almost 2 months at almost the level that it achieved in that spike. And so what I describe that as is gold is correcting in time instead of price. So what it's doing is consolidating. You know, a price move that is justified sustains itself. It consolidates, and that consolidation is setting up, preparing itself, giving itself a foundation to move again. Now, what we've seen with silver in the last little bit only adds to that argument. Silver has certainly been lagging gold's move, but silver usually does lag gold's move. It doesn't have the same level of safe haven appeal that gold does. It doesn't have quite that strength. But once gold moves and shows that its move is legit, which this correction through time instead of price is doing, then it's time for silver to catch up. So silver moving, really to me, strengthens the argument that the gold isn't going to go down really outside of this new range that it's developed. The third thing that sort of justifies that to me is that the equities, the gold equities, have also really stayed their course. So you've seen the GDX, the GDXJ, individual equities, really just hold their ground. They haven't given up those gains at the beginning of the year. So that not only says that the move is justified, really more than that, what it says is that the money that rotated into those equities was looking for value, and that kind of value-seeking investor isn't going to, you know, sell because they got a small gain. They're moving back into this sector because they're aware of the cyclicality of these sectors, and so they're holding on for a much bigger move. So I think it's all setting up very nicely. I'm pretty excited.
A lot of people are kind of wondering if lithium isn't just a huge bubble right now, if it isn't just kind of the next greatest promotion. I'm not really sure that that's the case, but what's your opinion on that?
Sure, yeah. So lithium's a really interesting space right now. Is there a bubble? Absolutely. You can see a lot of juniors who have been dead in the water for several years, you know, coming out staking ground around lithium areas. These are all hallmarks of a bubble, as are some of the price gains that we've seen in some of the legitimate lithium equities. That being said, the lithium supply-demand story is very real. So the foundation of the story is that lithium batteries are the best battery out there for things like consumer electronics and cars and home energy storage. Lithium-ion is definitely the leader of the pack there. The prices of those batteries have come down quite significantly over the last few years, which makes the battery usage more widespread. Within that, so just with lithium-ion batteries' current applications and lithium's current applications, which it has industrial uses as well, the market is growing nicely. It's growing sort of at like a 15% per year rate. But then you throw in electric cars, electric and hybrid cars into the mix, and even when you take like sort of the middle of the road or slightly conservative view on how quickly electric cars are going to spread in the market, what you see is a lithium demand curve that goes up threefold in the next decade. There is nowhere near enough lithium production to meet that demand based on current production. The other really interesting side of the lithium market is how it's supplied. So there's four major producers right now. They're all large chemical and agricultural companies. Lithium is a small section of what they do. They certainly have said that they want to increase production. Several of them are somewhat struggling with regulatory hurdles or land issues or water issues, so their ramp-up of production is not easy. It's a little bit strangled. They will increase production because they see the dramatic opportunity with the lithium price having, you know, risen so significantly. But absolutely new supply is needed. So that means it's basically a race right now for those who are in the companies that are entering the lithium space to get projects that can be put into production in that reasonably short time frame before that demand really ramps up. So it can get into production in the next 5 years. There's a few legitimate projects that have been working towards that, and there's others that could do. So it's a space where you can definitely make some good money, and some equities have just shone of late. But you have to be very careful because there's definitely a bubble there.
You absolutely need to be very careful because there have been just this. It gives me an uneasy feeling how many companies have all of a sudden switched into the lithium space. And you know what? Some of them have even gotten a pretty nice buy on not a whole lot of news other than just staking claims. So, Gwen, when you're looking at some of these lithium companies, obviously time to production is important, but where do you stand on a lot of these companies that do have a property, are drilling it? What do you think's important about that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I'd say if you're comparing options for investing in the lithium space, first of all, just look back and see, like, when did this company get involved in lithium? And if it's even, like, 6 months, I mean, there's been a huge number that have entered the space in the last 6 months. Be very careful of that. We saw that, like, with the rare earths rare earth element bubble in 2006. All kinds of companies jumped into that space, and they had no idea how to search for, let alone process, rare earth elements. So very much the same things are going to crop up in this lithium bubble. So there's two things. You either need a company that has been advancing steadily, working away at advancing a lithium asset for a good period of time, like years, and there's some really interesting equities out there that are doing that, or you need a team that is, how shall I say, sort of experts in taking advantage of these hot sectors. So Lithium X, which is certainly a company that has whose share price has shot through the roof lately, is a good example of that, simply because they have a management team there who have proven their ability to do what's needed, consolidate the right kind of assets with the right prices and advance them to the right stage to take advantage of a commodity price move. So you want to be careful. You can certainly make money as long as you're careful.
Tell us a little bit about the newsletter and just a brief bit about your background. Newsletter, again, is a resource maven. Tell us how you got into that.
Sure, yeah. So I started in this industry writing for the newspaper, The Northern Miner, which has been around for 100 years, an incredible place to learn the mining industry. You get to visit projects around the world and ask geologists and management questions until you understand everything. So incredible learning platform. I was there for 5 years. In the middle of that, I actually left for a while and went to work with Marin Katuza at KC Research, and I was a ghostwriter for his energy newsletters there, so another really significant body of information that I picked up in that job. And then it was summer of 2014 when I looked around and just saw the markets at a bottom, and having experienced several, we got some compressed market cycles between 2005 and 2014, when I was involved. Seeing those cycles, I saw us at a bottom and wanted to participate in the next bull market more independently and much more proactively. So Northern Miner, as a journalist, you can't invest in what you're writing about, and I wanted to start doing that. So I left my salary pension benefited job at the bottom of a fair market and started my own business, you know, as you do.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al and I are bringing on a guest who we try to bring on, let's say, on a monthly basis. He provides a nice overview of what is happening in the markets. The person I am talking about and who we have on the line with us is Mr. Dana Lyons. He is an investment advisor with J. Lyons Fund Management. You can also go check out his website, founder of my401kpro.com, and 401 is the numbers, not spelling it out. Dana, thanks for joining us today.
A pleasure to be on. Thanks.
Dana, let's start off by talking kind of general about the U.S. equity markets. We've seen a nice appreciation in these markets in the face of a lot of naysayers out there, but when you look at some of the momentum, some of the breadth, it seems that, you know, this may continue higher up. What are you seeing kind of general market-wise here that is helping this melt up in these markets?
So the major theme of a lot of our blog posts and our commentary from, say, mid-March into mid-April has played off this theme of that breadth thrust and momentum thrust that you mentioned coming off the mid-February lows, which historically has suggested, you know, a pretty substantial rally, you know, in the intermediate term, another 3 to 6 months, for example, on average. So though you had that dynamic, which suggested, you know, after even the first shot, into March, after a pause, it suggested, you know, further run to another leg up in the rally. So you had that dynamic playing against a dynamic where almost unanimously across the board in the major averages and sectors and a lot of ETFs that we track, you had prices running up against pretty staunch resistance on their on the charts. So it was a battle between the chart resistance and what is historically a pretty good signal in suggesting further gains in the market via the breadth and the momentum thrust. So we were initially, we've been in the camp that's a bear market rally, and we haven't changed that view. If you look at the broad market averages, they're nowhere near their highs. But at the same time, the developments over the last 10 days or so have caused us to shift that view a little bit, as we see a lot of the charts, a lot of the averages starting to see price starting to break through that resistance and kind of giving the nod to that breadth and momentum thrust winning that battle versus the chart resistance. So that would suggest, you know, another leg up in the rally, perhaps, along with that, or symbolic of that has been, for example, the NYSE advanced decline line moving to new all-time highs about 10 days ago. And this is one of the an indicator we've tracked, you know, for decades. And over the last 50 years, that indicator has always peaked before the S&P 500 top in the market. So to us, that it diverged last year, a year ago at the top. Moving to new highs now suggests maybe the S&P 500 at least makes another new high before this thing tops.
Dana, let's talk about some of these laggard areas in the markets, because when the markets were reaching all-time highs last year, it seemed to be driven by a select number of high-flying stocks, the Amazons, Facebooks, Googles, that type of thing. But now this market makeup is quite different. It seems that investors have shifted focus to some of these more beat-up sectors. Do you think there's still time for other investors to get into these?
I think there is. If you have, certainly if you have, you know, some manner of risk controls or risk management on your positions, if I wouldn't say, you know, throw a bunch of money in there and forget about it. You still have to manage the risk in this, but over the intermediate term, you know, over the next couple months to perhaps 6 months, I think there is room, and especially in these newly minted previous laggards that are just now breaking through the chart resistance. I think there's time and space for those sectors to make you know more progress on the chart. So as you mentioned, the dynamic is a little bit different than a year ago. It's a lot different than a year ago when the S&P and the large cap weighted averages were hitting new highs on the back of fewer and fewer stocks that were participating, the FANG stocks, as you mentioned. While the current rally sees the broad averages far below those peaks, I don't know if those peaks in averages like the NYSE and the value line indexes that track the median and average stocks, I don't know if those broad averages will go to new highs like they saw a year ago. But for the moment, for the intermediate term, the breadth off of that February low has been much greater, much more impressive than it was, you know, a year ago when the last time we saw the large cap averages hitting new highs. So that was a case of, you know, the internals weakening substantially, even as the big cap averages were making new highs. Now we have kind of a different dynamic where the broad market is kind of leading even the large caps at the moment, even if that's not going to be a long-term dynamic. Over the next several months, it still suggests, you know, another leg up of some magnitude in the market.
Dana, what do you say to those people who right now feel that the market is basically nothing but smoke and mirrors, the market is controlled by the Fed, et cetera, et cetera? The fundamentals don't really support a strong market right now. What do you say to those people?
Well, as speaking of the fundamentals, I wouldn't disagree with that, you know. As far as being propped up by the Fed, we strongly suspect that there's a lot that some of this has a lot to do with that. The fact that this cyclical bull market has persisted for, you know, 7 years now, which is, you know, almost unheard of, almost unprecedented, especially in what we still consider a secular bear market, despite the new highs and a lot of the major averages. So I think some of the eventual downside, the prices that will have to be paid eventually, I think that's been put off or delayed a little bit by the Fed action, the central bank action. We operate in the intermediate term, which is determined by supply and demand and sentiment and you know the money flow. So in that type of environment, in that type of duration, you have to follow where the money's going and follow the tape. And right now, it's actually still a pretty impressive intermediate term rally with good breath numbers. Like I said, the NYSE advanced decline line going to new high. You just look at the tape action, those lagging sectors, segments around the world actually breaking out above pretty key resistance over the last 10 days. You have a lot of positives still in the marketplace right now that for over the next couple months or probably is going to outweigh, even some of the fundamental concerns that a lot of people have and that we have. The earnings, for example, certainly would not justify what the market's doing right now. And that's why you can't, in our opinion, you can't base your investment, at least if you have a risk managed approach, you can't base your investment decisions based on, purely fundamental data.
All right. There you have it from fund manager Dana Lyons. Dana, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I'm going to be having you back on the show on a more regular basis because I do find your coverage of a broad sense of different asset classes very valuable. If anybody wants to hear more from Dana, come by, visit our website. Also, check out our website, kereport.com, on a daily basis for market commentary, both looking at fundamentals and technicals in not only the equity markets, but also for commodities. We even dabble in the U.S. dollar a little bit. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope that you enjoyed this weekend's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.D. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.